All right, this is a setting the bar story, Kelly.
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, the bar's set pretty low for you, and this is probably a situation Jared hoped he didn't find himself in. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting stuck 450 feet up in the air, you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Jared works for a window cleaning company, right?
Oh, gosh.
In Alabama. And on Monday afternoon, he was doing a job from the side of the tallest building in Alabama, the RSA Tower, 35 stories up.
Oh, wow.
And he was about 450 feet up when his equipment malfunctioned. Just below the 33rd floor. And so he called 911, you know, he has obviously his phone on him. And then while firefighters were dispatched and on their way, he decided to call his mom too.
50-50 shot. Either it's going to lock or it's not. And when it locked, I was like, okay, well, here we go.
He calls me a lot from work and he said, hey, mom, I'm stuck here on a ledge.
Hey. I'm stuck here on a ledge.
Hey, mom. Yeah. So when that happened, she was like, okay.
And I'm just hanging out here, you know, waiting until to see if Will will be able to get me down. And I was like, oh, okay.
We haven't had many problems out of our equipment. We've noticed things that we were trying to get replaced and haven't had the chance to.
Jared has always been kind of a daredevil, and he always, it's a high-risk job. He's like, sign me up.
Yeah, so I guess his mom wasn't really freaked out at all until she saw some Facebook photos of the incident. You know,
some painted the picture.
Yeah, painted the picture a little bit better. Right, exactly. And she was like, ugh. But yeah, after about an hour, the fire department was able to hoist him up and he's okay. And he just says, hey, it's another day on the job and he's going to get back up there, to finish the job. So.
That's a little more precarious than Jennifer Garner being stuck in an elevator for a little over an hour at Comic-Con.
Yeah, Comic-Con, yeah.
But she documented it on social media. Was he able to, like, was he doing something for the gram up there, I think, to pass the time? He had his phone.
Yeah, I mean, he called his mom, so I don't know.
Dangling up 35-story building?
Where have you been stuck? Got a message from a listener. When I was two, I went with my mom to the hair salon, got my head stuck in the hair wash sink. They had a little, you know, neck divot that my head could fit into. I had to yank my head out, but it really hurt. And 24 years later, I still hate getting my hair washed at the salon.
Wow. That is tragic because that's one of the best experiences, especially when they like, or they're shampooing you and they give you a little head massage.
Sure. Sure. That's funny. All right. Well, there's your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting stuck 450 feet up in the air, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, wait a second. Just got another text. I turned the dial on the on position, climbed into a dryer when I was around 9 or 10, pushed the safety button for the door in so it would spin me around once or twice, thinking it would be fun. Well, the button got stuck, and I started spinning, like, around and around, and the heat started to come on.
Oh, no.
As I panicked, I screamed at the top of my lungs. My brother finally heard me, came in, shut it off. Yes, I'm still embarrassed by it.
Oh, no. Wow. Stuck in a dryer. I think
the heat came on.
I feel like that's something a lot of kids do, is climb in the dryer. And,
well, yeah, it looks like I can fit in there, and I want to try
it. That's funny. All right. Good stories. All right, that's your set of the bar story.